It's good to see the church filling up again. Amen. And it can actually see some people's faces, which is a good thing. Amen. Just our, you know, Ivan passed away. I just want to thank Shannon for the hours and hours she spent on the phone with Ivan, with Paul, with Burger Funeral Homes, with the gals from Panoka. Thank you, Shannon, that you took that on. You know, God just leads people, and we're so thankful for that. So thankful. Like, we miss Ivan. Like, we miss so many more. But so now she was in, willing to take on his, looking after him. And then, of course, he passed away before we could do that. But I just knew, like, I went home on Thursday because it's like, we'll give Shannon a phone because I wanted to contact some of our widows and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, man, that's endless. It's like one call after another to her. It's like, there's so the legal parts of it and everything else is just relentless. So it's like, oh man, thank God give you energy to do that. Yeah. Amen. That's good. And we, and if you want to, if you go on the Burger webpage, you'll see his eulogy there. We, the only thing is we don't know nothing about nothing because we know his son and that's about it. But you know what? And you know, it says you can give to the food bank or whatever. But you know what? I just want to offer an alternate solution here. You can give to the Camrose Community Church in memory of Ivan.
It doesn't say that on there?
No. Oh, you're supposed to. He loved you guys. Yeah. Those of you who spent Monday mornings with him and spent any time with him knows that he loved this place. It was a solution to his life. He didn't know what he was going to do. And this was a place, and he loved you people, and he loved his God. And now he knows what it really means to let go and let God. So, you know, that's what Jamie and I are going to do. We're just going to make a little donation to the church, or maybe a big donation, in memory of Ivan, because you know, it's like he'd come here and he'd be out there sweeping leaves. It's like, Ivan, what are you doing? He wants to make sure that this place looks good. He'd be shoveling snow when he didn't need to shovel snow. There's no snow to shovel, Ivan. No, but he's got his. He just wanted to be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. You know? And I honor that. We need more people like that. Amen. So I'm so looking forward to Monday mornings again. You know, everybody's contemplating on social media about answers to our problems in the world. If you come Monday morning, you will find all of the answers to. Believe me. And it's so cute, and it's so precious. It's just precious. You can't. It's like if you're a human being, you're created in the image of God, so you're valuable to God. If you're valuable to God, you're valuable to us. And let's just keep that going, folks. Amen. Well, what else was I supposed to say? Oh. You guys from our day home group, if you're not ladies, ladies from our home group. We did the guy thing already. So you ladies from the Tuesday home group, Saturday at 10 o'clock at our place, not here, at our place. Okay, now I've been talking to the deer. You guys need to show up between 10 and 12, but they don't listen to me. So I don't know if they're going to show up or not. But our elder Betty is going to be doing communion. with the ladies, and we had Alan Brager for the guys, and it's like, thank God. Like, it's just an awesome, I'll be the one guy, so you can pray for me. But look forward to serving our gals and for a brunch. And don't forget, ladies, sign up for that ladies sheet, because that's for everybody. But you know what? We're eliminating it to a certain amount because you have to prepare for a certain amount. But I want to tell you guys, I don't know what day it is, but sometime maybe in April, we're going to have pizza with the pastor here on a Saturday, all of us. Amen? I believe you can't go wrong with that. But you know what? You can have prayer with the pastor tonight at 6:30. Amen. We just want to open this up. Like, that's my topic this morning. The vision continues. God's not done with us yet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Met with the, Jamie and I thought, you know, I couldn't get into the arena. Now I can get into the arena, and it's been a long time since we had fries and gravy. And so we were doing some shopping yesterday and have fries and gravy. Like, Caleb, he grew up in the arena like so many other kids. He was 18. And then we always went to Kodiak games, Viking games. Like in the old arena, well, even in the new arena. But it was like I kind of married two similar women, in a sense that Chuck McCain, we used to go over on the metal stands there by the timekeeper and that. Well, there would be me, and there would be couple other hockey dads, and including the city manager and the city tax collector and the county manager. There'd be about five or six guys and one woman. At first that was Hilda. Jamie and I hung out together. It's like, okay, there's five or six guys and one woman hanging out over there on the other side. And it's like nobody else's wives. Well, we weren't even married then. we have such a long ways to go to get to the arena, you know. Or to the Law Heat Center. Who's coming?
Brent?
No, besides Brent.
Oh,
Backman. Randy Backman. Is anybody a Randy Backman fan? Okay, you're coming for supper to our place, you two. That Friday night, I think it's in May.
Yeah.
And if there's still four tickets left, we'll get them right away.
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully we'll be able to go.
Yeah. It's like, it's such a long walk over to the Law Heat Center from our place. All right. Sorry. Okay.
But if they let us in the door.
If they will.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get in now.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just like that thing is almost sold out. So, yeah. Yeah, well, we have two. Yeah, Randy is good. And what's the other guy? Okay, we're on live here, and we got to get going.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. But it's okay. We're going. We're going. We're hoping. And if we can't go, well, you guys can have the tickets to Stephen Page.
Yeah.
Stephen Page, yeah. All right, sorry. The vision continues. It's like, sorry, this isn't all spiritual. But you know what? Relationship is important. Getting together is very important. And okay, the vision continues. So we'll turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Thus far has the Lord helped us. The rock of help. And Samuel was, sometimes we need to look back to look ahead, So that's why I'm saying the vision continues. Shannon is doing that series as we go on. The vision continues. And there's that old hymn called Come Thou Fount of Many Blessings. And beautiful hymn. The only problem with that, and I don't mean to be gross, but I remember sitting back in the Edmonton Gospel Temple and us guys, Lorinda, your mom always was keeping an eye on us. Yeah. Us guys sat in about the second last row, and then your sister Carolyn and everybody else was, you might have been in front of us too, but I don't remember you getting mad at us. Anyways, so we're sitting back there, and we were in the bay one day, and they have those things in the middle of the aisle with stuff in. So for $3.49, you could buy a pair of pants. So we bought these. I wish we had a picture. We bought these tan pants with red squares on. I mean, these are hippie days, eh? This is late 60s. So I can't remember whether it was four or five of us bought these pants. So we show up in church together. You know, and then the preacher says, I challenge you all to raise your Ebenezer. Well, it's like, don't say that to a bunch of teenage boys. So then another night, I don't know whether it was Friday night at youth group, I don't know, it was Sunday or whatever. I want to pray for all the teenagers. Okay. So we all go to the front, and of course, us guys with all the same pants, we just kind of line up by ourselves. So I can't remember, was a lady or a guy come by and laying on hands on everybody. And I just, he gets to us, and he looks at our pants. He looks at us, I think he lost the anointing that day. He's like, like you guys, hey, you guys, you were teenagers once too. Don't tell me you didn't do weird things. Amen. Hey, yeah. You know what? Three of those five guys went into the ministry. Two of them are still in the ministry. You and a lot of you guys from First Baptist know Barry Crane and myself were still. Walter Rusnell was the other one. Like, we just, sometimes you just got to overlook stuff. And that's what we did with Shannon's teen group. There was some stuff that was happening in her teen group. It was like, okay, oh, whatever. I just praying God is speaking to their hearts the way he was speaking to my heart. I was an idiot. I was a space cadet. But God was still there. You know, hitherto has the Lord helped us. And he ain't finished with us yet. Praise God. And I just want to encourage you this morning with that. But I got to get going or it'll be supper time. Okay, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the work of your hands. This is from, just never know how this is going to work. Yeah, the psalmist, yeah. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me, for you, for this church. Amen. We ain't looking down, we're looking ahead. Praise God. And then the last scripture, you're not going to get a lot of this. Be confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I'm just going to share some stories with you today. Nothing major. Just remember, God brought you this far. He's not going to abandon you now. Amen. So, with Pastor Glenn at our home group the other week, he was sharing some things from the FCA, which is great. So I'm going to share a few things about the FCA. I'm going to share some things about personal life, about our church. Because we're having our AGM meeting, and it's like, where is God leading us from here? So in the 20s, a guy by the name of C.O. Nordin, Carl Nordin, came from Sweden. And why he went to where he went, well, we're led of the Lord. That's why we say, hitherto hath the Lord brought us. He goes to a place called Buffalo Lakes. Like Pastor Glenn said, well, there's a few sloughs up there. There's really not a lot of lakes. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, you folks. It's so dry. That's all I can say. And it's not only my preaching, it's the air. He goes to a place called Buffalo, or like Glass, or wherever, it's by Sexsmith. Peace River Bible Institute is not that far away. So he goes up there, starts a church. There's still a church there to this day. That's where Dwight Forsyth came from, and everybody else. All the Forsyths, Olga. And he marries this gal by the name of Agnes Forsyth. So you think he'd go to a metropolitan city. No, he goes to a place called, where are we going? Amisk. It's like you're going, the children of Israel are going to be in the promised land. You're going to Amisk. Amisk means beaver in Cree. There's no beavers at Amisk. I can guarantee you that. I've been there. Well, you've been there too, yeah. There is not a beaver to be seen, yeah. And so he settles there, but he doesn't settle there. He goes to, on foot, he takes two suitcases. In one suitcase, he's got his Bible and change of clothes. And another suitcase is packed with used clothing for kids, but it's clean clothing. He goes to Matisko. There used to be a church in Matisko out there. You know where that is. And for some of you, you can figure, remember this. George Israelson got saved. And out of George Israelson's became Milton and Delbert. And they went on the road and they sang for years. Milton, Melendel. I wish I had their album still. I don't know what happened to it. They did make an album. It really sucked. It was really bad. But they had the anointing of the Lord. And then from that came Brad and Paul, right? Both went to Living Faith. Yeah. Both of them are in the ministry today. One of them's a superintendent for Saskatchewan. The other one is pastoring somewheres. Sorry? Paul is the superintendent for, yeah, PAOC. They were just kids in Amisk when I was pastoring. Like, that's like, yes, Lord, thank you. See these people. And Delbert passed away, I believe, in Paul's service. He had a great voice. He was singing, and he just had a heart attack and died on stage, which is really sad. But that was the fruit of C.O. Nordin way back then. And, oh, Don, who's the guy that helped you with soccer? He was one of the guys. Oh, come on, bring it to my remembrance. He was, his dad was became a preacher too, but they won't confess it. Yeah, he's still around, but he was active in soccer. Okay, if you remember, just yell it out. I mean, people got saved that have made an impact on our country. So then C.O. Nordin started walking with his suitcases to Huendon, to Amisk. He went as far as Wetaskiwin. And if he saw a farmhouse or someplace in town that had a bunch of kids. And in the 20s, everybody was broke. So it was like, he would go and he would offer, knock on the door and say, can I give your children some clothing? Well, of course you can give them some clothing. So he would outfit the kids. And then he says, do you mind if I have a Bible study here tonight? You know? Well, you can't say no to that. You know? So many things in regards to our fellowship. Amundsen, yes. Amundsen. Will Amundsen. Yep. Yeah, his uncle. His uncle, he went to Temple Bible College, same place I went to. Yeah. Amen. So, you know, it's just amazing how God brings us all together. I mean, if you were to take a vote of everybody here, Lorinda and me are the ones that were raised in the FCA. Everybody else comes from something else pretty well. But hey, besides our new generation. But I think too, and I'm going to ramble a bit today, but you know, just bear with me. Cameron Fontaine, out in Westeros, lying, cussing, drunkard. God got a hold of him. In my memories from Cameron Fontaine, because we used to have Dominion Day holiday, we always had a service out there in Westeros. And there is, like, at least everybody camped, basically. They had a fire outside where they cooked a lot of stuff. But I remember the fire of God in Cameron. And he went to Weldon. I preached in his church in Weldon in 1978. And then when Shannon's teens went to Winnipeg, the convention, whatever year that was, in the 90s, Leon was the preacher, but he was a paramedic back then. And now look where Leon is. Yeah. Praise God. God's not finished with any of us yet. I just want to encourage you folks, don't give up. In their early 50s, late 50s, I'm not that old. I can remember this. And some of these stories I've shared with you, I'll share with you again, just to encourage you. A little boy in Edmonton had a dream. And those of you that remember Edmonton and know Edmonton, remember the sales pavilion. And that was my dream. Because the last guy I saw preaching the sales pavilion in Edmonton was T.L. Osborne. And the sales pavilion was like that because it was a pavilion. It stunk because they sold cattle there. And it had it was square on the inside, and it had concrete wall about 4 or 5 feet high. And, but my dream was that the place was packed. We're going to pack this place, folks. God ain't finished with me yet either. And I got a vision of the low-level bridge, because I was born and raised in a low-level bridge. You can't see it from there. There's no sales pavilion there now anyways. And the cars were lined up. They're trying to find a place so they could get in to hear the gospel. And this is where, really strange, but it's just strange. Cats and dogs would come in and they'd sit on top of that wall. And God said, that's going to be my sign to you. The animals are always going to be friendly to you. So anyways, I shared that with you. In the 60s, I don't know, I'm still in school. But in the 60s, a young girl whose mother passed away when she was born, whose father didn't want anything to do with her or her mother anyways, was messing with somebody else. So her uncle took her on. Unfortunately, she was being raised by a cult. They were walking through Jubilee Park, and she looked up at that brown house, and she said, one day I want to live there. Folks, reality has happened. She's living there today.
That's right.
Yes. God's not finished with us yet. He's got a lot of good things. He's got a big picture. We only see a little bit of the picture. You know, we just see a little bit of it. Let's let God be true and every man a liar. Anyways, I got to get going because I haven't got page one here. But anyways, in 1983, the Cambridge Community Church was born. It wasn't called that. Alan, you could probably remember the whole name. But it was born with a purpose. And I remember driving with Pastor Crane, like in high school, like I sang in a choir, sang in a quartet, and Barry and I sang together. So he'd take us up to places like Lac La Biche on a Sunday morning when Pastor Sutherland was preaching, your dad was preaching, and we'd go up to there and we'd have a service. And so then Barry and I was like, okay, we got to do song service, we got to do Sunday school, we got to do the special music and everything. And we did it. Then we'd go to Boyle. Boyle was out of town church, and they never locked the door because there's nothing to steal in there anyways. So we went in, because afternoon service, I don't know, Pastor Crane had it all arranged, and so we had to start a fire in the wood stove because there's no heat in there. So we start a fire, get her going, and pretty soon people coming. And so then, well, Barry and I just did the same thing we did in Lac La Biche. We just led song service, and we prayed, and we, you know, you did whatever you needed to do. And I said to Pastor Crane one time, I said, why isn't there a church in Camrose? You know, well, nobody's had a vision to go there yet. Because Wetaskiwin was a flagship place. Edmonton was like, it's just, that's who we are. We're in weird places as a fellowship. And today it's a reality. Here we are. Camrose Community Church, part of the Fellowship of Christian Assemblies. Amen. All right. So in 1996, the church moves to this location. Yep. August, okay, yeah. And then in 1996, Scott McLaughlin starts the On Track Kids Club, which would still be going if we didn't have this stupid thing happening. But God's not finished with us yet. The vision continues. 1997, Shannon Pater is hired on as youth pastor. I still remember the day I went to meet you at Living Faith, drove down there. That's the person God has for this church. It's been 25 years. Praise God. Anyways, and then so many things I could share with you. Anyways, youth Sunday school happened, and then Wednesday night happened. Shortly after that, the trips to the Mustard Seed. You know, another... Okay, I got to finish. One of the other things is about the same time God called me to the ministry, I was like, we're on the edge of town. It's like, whatever. We're on Highway 14. I got lots of practice for ministry in funerals because we always had cats. When you're on the highway on the edge of town, everybody drops their cats off at your place. And one of the things was my mom would, we had a sub post office in our house, and sub 24. But Highway 14 went east and then took south down to, now it'd be about 76th Street, but Golden Construction was there. And the caretaker and watchmaker was there, watchman was there. And he would bring us all the sawdust we needed for our cats. So Mom would prepare him food to take back because he wouldn't make nothing. I mean, we didn't have nothing. Like I say, in junior high, people made fun of me. I didn't have socks that match. They'd say, "Hey, Ralph, I used to dress like that till my dad got a job." It was like, but I'm sitting there about the same time, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. The Kwong said this, because we collected bottles, eh? You get 2 cents for a bottle. So here's how it worked. It worked down to this. From taking a bottle out of the cooler to taking a bottle out of the shelf and drinking it and then bringing the bottle back. 7 cents. So I'd bring 4 bottles in, and he'd give me something from the candy, 1 cent candy, and then I'd just sit on the step out there and drink my pop, because we never had pop at home. Dad bought ginger ale, a quart of ginger ale once a year at Christmas time. That was it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, not about much. But then I see this caretaker come up from Golden Construction, and I see him go in there, and I see him come out, and he's just got a little bag. And this little heart of mine, I wonder how many bottles it would take so I can give him some flour, some sugar, some meat. Like, I have no idea what things cost. But in my heart, I said, one day, I'm going to make sure anybody that's hungry is going to be fed. It's come to pass in so many ways. God's not finished with us yet. God's working in the heart of you, and he's working in the heart of your children. And he's working in the heart of all of those kids and teens that are now adults in Shannon's youth group. And there's going to be some Billy Grahams, and there's going to be some other people coming out of there. And we just got to overlook a lot of stuff. But realize God's not done yet. It's not time to hold back. What's that song we sing, Don? Not time to lay down. It's time to move. We got to move, move, move. And you know, when I think of the 4,000 or whatever meals we served at, and believe me, some of Shannon's teens were not the easiest teens to transport to the city. But they got an opportunity to do something they never got to do otherwise. God's not finished with us yet. He's got a lot of good things around the car. Okay, I got to quit. Anyways, all these wonderful things. Kids Club, around 2000, Kids Club, we decided these kids are just, we had up to 70-some kids. Okay, I'm going to close this so then you know that I'm getting near the end. You know, Hilda and I were feeding these kids. Like, we were doing circles. Like, there was, like, we had up to 18 in a group, 4 groups. And I don't know what we did. I don't know how we did all this stuff. But it doesn't matter whether you're feeding them carrots or celery or, like, Grace Kells was making cookies like crazy. And it's like, no matter what we served them, they ate. And so we asked, well, how many of you have had supper? And then not all that many. So, okay, let's provide. God has provided. And so, nothing in there? Okay, that's good. Nobody's got a prayer request. That's a good thing. And so, like Lori said, well, I'll start cooking. So Lori was cooking meals for them. And then Lori, like Scott, passed away. And so then I decided, well, I can cook food. Amen. Father, we thank you today that you are a God of provision, a God of abundance. Hitherto hath the Lord brought us, and he will. We haven't seen you come back yet, Lord. We're looking for that. But until you do, we know you will provide, and you will bless us, and you will guide us. Thank you for every person here now, Lord, and for each family. And we thank you for the people you're bringing in. I thank you, Lord, for being able to talk to that JW yesterday. We're going to see him in church. Amen. And his family. Amen. And there's a lot of people on our congregation's hearts that we would love to see come to know you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because you ain't done with us yet. You're going to complete the work in our life, in our lives. This church is going to bust open. And we thank you for that. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the faithfulness of the people here. And just as we take a pause now and do our AGM, I just thank you that you guide Don as he chairs it. And thank you for the reports in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sorry, folks, I went. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hey, I'm with you. I mean, that's another thing I had in my notes, because this church sacrificed to see me and Hilda go to the Ukraine back in the 90s. Amen. Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine. Our hearts go out there. I've been there, Lord. These people have gone through enough stuff. Bless them abundantly with your supernatural touch. In Jesus' name. Amen.